From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. An official says that the Spanish government will hold an emergency cabinet meeting on Wednesday after Catalan lawmakers sign what they have called a declaration of independence from Spain. Miller Sega has that story.
Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría made the announcement in Madrid, hours after a speech by Catalan President Charles Puigdemont at the regional parliament in Barcelona. Puigdemont said Catalans had earned the right to independence, but said separatists would delay implementing it for several weeks to give dialogue a chance. But Sáenz de Santamaría signaled that Spain's government was in no mood to talk. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington was concerned about the arrest of Metin Topuz, a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, another individual earlier this year, and the request by Ankara to question a third person.
These actions are deeply disturbing to us. Ambassador John Bass, who's our U.S. ambassador to Turkey, addressed this extensively over the weekend. We remain very concerned with the situation over there.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is defending the arrest of the U.S. consulate employee who's being accused of being a spy. A nationwide strike Tuesday disrupted schools, hospitals, and air traffic across France. Nearly a 250,000 civil servants took to the streets around the country to protest President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. They're expressing anger at wage freezes, the axing of 120,000 jobs in the public services over the next 5 years, and a succession of spending cuts and labor reforms Macron argues will boost the economy. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says he's pulling out of the October 26th rerun of the presidential election. Joe Craig has more.
The electoral drama continues in Kenya after opposition leader Raila Odinga announced Tuesday that he and his NASA coalition would not be participating in the country's presidential polls later this month.
We've come to the conclusion that there's no intention on the part of the IEBC to undertake any changes to its operations.
Odinga accused the country's electoral commission, known as the IEBC, of having no intention to streamline the electoral system to accord with the constitution and electoral laws. In response, Kenyatta said he hoped there would be an election on October 26th.
And the people of Kenya will have the right to choose and determine who their leader shall be.
Odinga's team claims its withdrawal requires the IEBC to cancel the election and conduct fresh nominations. The IEBC released a statement that following the withdrawal of the NASA presidential candidate, the commission and the legal team are meeting and will communicate the way forward. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The president of the current 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly says the threatened withdrawal of the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement has strengthened the resolve of member states to enact the accord. Lisa Schlein has that story from the UN's European headquarters in Geneva.
Miroslav Lajcak has an ambitious agenda of global issues he wishes to accomplish in the coming year. Moving the implementation of the Paris Climate Change Agreement forward is one of his top four priorities. He says 40 countries will present their national plans for curbing greenhouse gas emissions during the UN's 72nd session. Following the Trump administration's declaration it intends to withdraw, he says French President Emmanuel Macron proclaimed his government would continue to be a global leader on this issue.
So I really hope that we will be able to mobilize probably even stronger support behind that agreement. And the truth is that with the recent natural disasters and hurricanes in the Caribbean area, I think it's quite clear that the climate change is a real danger.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fast-moving wildfires burning across Northern California's wine country has claimed at least 15 lives and destroyed an estimated 1,500 homes and commercial buildings. Flames have spread across more than 46,000 hectares since the fires broke out on Sunday. For additional information, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.